If you want to see whales, head to Cape Breton in Nova Scotia. Alison Ems, co-owner of Guaranteed Whales, says this area of Canada is visited by an amazing variety of these wonderful creatures, including pilot whales, humpbacks, minke, and even blue whales and belugas. But when is the best time to see them?
Whales are here normally from the beginning of June right until we close in October, November, especially when it's the minke whales. They're here pretty well right from June right till November. The off season is when we get to see most of the bigger whales. That's when the humpbacks, the fins, or mainly the minke whales, because normally they only become at the beginning of the season and the end, because when the pilot whales come in, they come in such big numbers, because we have pods here anywhere from 5 to 100 whales, sometimes up to 300 pilots. When they come in, the bigger whales kind of scatter, because when it's one big whale by itself versus 100 small whales, they kind of push them out of the area.
And in the time that you've been running your whale watching tours, what change have you seen in the types and numbers of whales in this area?
I find that we're getting to see a lot more of the rare whales that normally don't come in our area, like orcas, the belugas, the white whales. With the pilot whales, the numbers are coming down a lot. Like, I'm from here in this area. As a child, you couldn't even drive down to the wharf, and all you seen was hundreds of black dots. As the years go by, the numbers are dropping less and less and less every year. So the population of the whales are decreasing every year.
Now, the whales here are completely protected, aren't they?
Yes, especially when it comes to the bigger whales, like with the right whales, especially the right whales. They are very protected in our area, like even at the point that crab fishing gets shut down, because if they're anywhere near their gear, then yeah, the fishermen have to stop because of the numbers that are getting lower. That's why we had new regulations, because there was a beluga whale that was in Inganish area, and the whale watching companies and the locals were practically on top of it. So new regulations came out. But here in Pleasant Bay, to be honest, we've always respected our big whales. We've never harassed our big whales. I mean, in reality, when you go out there and see a 90-foot fin whale, and you're like, our boat, the double decker, is a 38-foot, that whale is three times the length of our boat. We do not want to be directly right beside a whale that massive. We've always respected our whales and given it the distance. In other places, not so much. And that's why this is the best place to come whale watching, because we respect our whales, and that's why they always come back to our area.
And how do you see whale watching developing in the future? Because if these numbers are reducing, is it possible that we, you know, this will no longer be a good place in the future to see whales?
I can never see that happening here, especially in this location of Pleasant Bay. Like I said, I've seen whales all my life since I've been three. They've always been in this area, especially the pilot whales. Mind you, like I said, every year the numbers are getting a little bit smaller, but I mean, we are still with the pilot whales. I cannot see it, them not being here. Like, it's almost like our moose. It's like you're pretty well guaranteed to see a moose if you're on the Cabot Trail for a few days. Well, you're pretty well guaranteed to see the whales always here. That's always been like that here.
So I guess if they went, this place really would be very different from what it is right now.
Oh, yes. Like, really, tourism in Pleasant Bay, whale watching brings in a lot of tourism here in Pleasant Bay. The restaurants depend on it. Basically, this community depends on, if whale watching wasn't here, you wouldn't see the people here.
That's Alison Ems, co-owner of Guaranteed Whales in Nova Scotia. For more information, see guaranteedwhales.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, and personal growth experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.